Hi, Krishna. We have a question here from Alex, who's asking how to explain to others in a logical, scientific way the benefits of mantra and it's to get relief from pain and so on. He's asking as a yoga therapist and someone who is looking for clients to show them that with a combination of hatha yoga therapy, including postures, pranayama, and mantra, that people can be cured from problems such as pain relief and so on. To start with, I myself have no expertise in mantras other than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. For other types of problems, generally it's very rare to find mantras that one will find for material problems and other types of cures that are actually valid. The explanation, the scientific explanation, is the same as the scientific explanation of the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna is not different than his names, and we know the science of chanting Krishna's names, that by being in association with Krishna's names, one gradually becomes purified, becomes freed of material attachment, gains controls over one's mind, and ultimately by attaining mantra siddhi, or becoming offenses in one's chanting, and becomes fully purified, one attains the real benefit of the mantra, which is love for Krishna, by which one can attain Krishna's eternal service. This is the benefit of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is described in Vedic literature, and because the Vedic literature is the word of the Supreme Lord, actually his breathing, therefore everything that is stated therein is correct and true. And so there are other mantras as well, which are found in the Vedas, and they are also true, and whatever perfection is ascribed to them is also true, because it is also Veda, it is also truth, it is also knowledge. However, as with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and as with every mantra, these different types of material mantras have to come in a specific succession. One has to receive them from a pure representative of that mantra who has attained mantra siddhi, perfection in that mantra, and one oneself needs to actually qualify oneself in order to gain the benefit of that chanting. It is not that simply just by hearing some particular mantra one attains perfection, but rather one has to perform certain types of austerities, one has to repeat the mantra a certain number of times, and gradually the benefit of that mantra, or the siddhi of that mantra, will in itself come. And there are many mantras for many types of things described in the Vedas. One that Srila Prabhupada often refers to is the mantra to become free from snake bite. And Prabhupada gives examples of snake charmers who free people, who bring snakes under control, and who also free people from the bite of snakes. In other words, they free them from the poison of the snake bite. Recently, when we were in Panigram, it was described that there is a festival there every year where people who have actually been bitten by snakes, they come there, and the mantra with which they were cured is withdrawn from them. I was also speaking with Govinda Maharaj, who told me that he was talking to a snake charmer, such a person who actually is a doctor. When someone is bitten by snakes, then they call on him, and he asked him what he had to do in order to become receive the mantra from his preceptor. And he said, amongst other things, he had to become a vegetarian, he had to repeat the mantra a certain number of times, and perform other types of austerities. So in the same way, for instance, when we also chant Hare Krishna, when we receive the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we also vow to follow four regulative principles, and then we also practice chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. We repeat the chanting of the mantra many times until we actually become free from offenses to the mantra. When we become free from offenses, then gradually by the purification of that mantra, we're able to chant the mantra completely purely and ultimately with love. And when we chant with love, then we receive the benefit of the mantra, or at least the ultimate benefit. There are also other benefits, but the real benefit of chanting Hare Krishna is to attain love of God, as I mentioned earlier. But here, when Alex is saying how can he actually find clients for himself, this is contrary to the very principle of not only the Vedas, but of chanting mantras. Mantras are not meant to be a source of making money. If one gives mantras for acquiring clients or for becoming rich, then the potency of that mantra naturally decreases. One may help others because one has a view for benefiting other living entities. And if someone is pleased by having received that help and without having been asked for, give some kinds of dakshina or remuneration, then that's fine. But certainly one can't find clients, as Alex says, by trying to convince them of the potency of mantra chanting. So in Vedic system, yes, these mantras all have chanting and potency, but the Vedic system is no longer current in this day and age, and for the most part none of these mantras exist in their original form. There is no Guru Parampara or a Siddha Guru from whom to receive them, and people aren't generally willing to perform the austerities that are required of them in order to actually make these mantras that they receive fully effective. Therefore, when Alex asked me how can one explain in a logical and scientific way the benefits of these mantras, my answer is that if he has actually received the mantra in conjunction with some hatha yoga postures and pranayama in an authorized disciplic succession from a bona fide guru, then he won't have to ask Shivaram Swami how to explain the scientific workings of the mantra, because he will receive that knowledge along with the mantra itself. Mantras work on the basis of the Sambandha Gyan, which is the foundation, the knowledge which is the foundation of that mantra. And if he receives some particular mantra, he will have also received the knowledge in the philosophy, the theology, the use, and the scientific understanding of that mantra from the person who he received them from. For my suggestion to Alex is that either you've already received this knowledge and therefore it's not necessary for me to reply to that, and if you haven't received it, then don't try to make something up as a way of living, because ultimately you'll end up misleading yourself and misleading other people. I'm certain that that is not what you want to do. Hare Krishna.